In the darkest days of World War II, Winston Churchill declared that only corkscrew thinkers would save Britain. These were people who approached problems differently when conventional thinking guaranteed defeat. With fewer resources than their enemies, creative minds became Britain's secret weapon, breaking the unbreakable Enigma code, crafting Sten guns from bicycle pumps, and even deploying inflatable armies that fooled German intelligence. This wasn't just wartime ingenuity, it was creativity as a competitive edge. As advertising legend Bill Birnbach famously said, creativity is the last unfair advantage we're legally allowed to take over the competition. But what exactly is this advantage, and why do so many of us struggle to access it? Creative blindness happens when we see the world through filters of convention, expectation, and habit. We miss opportunities hiding in plain sight because we've been trained to think along predetermined paths. Breaking free from these mental constraints isn't about being artistic or wildly imaginative. It's about developing the ability to see problems from unexpected angles and find solutions where others see only obstacles. Creativity often emerges in unlikely scenarios. Consider the Washington, D.C. police, who created a fake cable company called FIST, offering free Redskins tickets to fugitives. The winners arrived at a party with cheerleaders, only to be arrested. For just $22,000, officers captured 119 violent criminals who couldn't resist the football tickets. Even the executive signature, "I am Detnaw," was an anagram of "I'm wanted," yet no one noticed. Similarly, Zimbabwean psychiatrist Dixon Chibanda faced an impossible challenge, serving 14 million people with only 12 psychiatrists nationwide. After a patient committed suicide because she couldn't afford the bus fare to see him, Chibanda created the Friendship Bench, wooden benches where grandmothers trained in basic therapy listened to people with depression. This approach spread to 70 communities, with grandmothers treating 70,000 patients and proving 5 times more effective than doctors at preventing suicidal thoughts. What links these examples? The willingness to abandon conventional approaches when facing seemingly insurmountable problems. Sometimes the most elegant solutions connect seemingly unrelated problems. When the Massachusetts Department of Correction partnered with Don't Throw Us Away, inmates began training and caring for dogs. The results transformed both. Hardened criminals showed tenderness toward creatures who'd had a rougher life than they had. As prisoners rehabilitated dogs, the dogs simultaneously rehabilitated the prisoners. Creativity can mean redirecting problems. When a German town couldn't prevent neo-Nazis from marching to Rudolf Hess's grave, local businesses pledged to donate 10 euros to EXIT, a group helping de-radicalize youths, for every meter marched, turning the neo-Nazis into unwitting fundraisers for their opposition. During the 2003 Iraq War, Lieutenant Hans Mumm helped soldiers recognize Saddam Hussein's key regime members by creating a deck of cards featuring the 52 most important Iraqi leaders, a creative solution that helped locate most targets by war's end. James Watt marketed his steam engine by inventing horsepower, a comparison everyone understood. Similarly, Steve Jobs introduced the iPod with 1,000 songs in your pocket rather than technical specifications. Effective communication focuses not on what you want to say, but on what your audience can understand and remember. When London's first escalator appeared in 1911, passengers were terrified despite reassuring notices. The solution? William Bumper Harris, a one-legged employee who rode it all day. Seeing his confident use reassured passengers far more effectively than written claims. In the early 1800s, the Royal Navy tested screw propellers against traditional paddle wheels by connecting HMS Rattler, propeller, and HMS Electo, paddle wheels, stern to stern. When both applied full power, Rattler pulled Electo backwards at 3 knots, decisively proving the propeller's superiority. The McDonald brothers revolutionized fast food by discovering 87% of their income came from just 3 menu items. By eliminating their 27-item menu to focus exclusively on these core products, they created nearly instantaneous service and doubled sales. In 1956, Malcolm McLean transformed shipping with standardized cargo containers that moved seamlessly between trucks and ships. Loading costs plummeted from $5.86 to 16 cents per ton, and loading time dropped from weeks to a single day. True creativity often means removing complexity rather than adding it. In 1939, Britain needed anti-shipping mines urgently. Major Millis Jefferis created an ingenious solution using everyday items. Woolworth's aluminum washing up bowls, aniseed balls as dissolving timers, and condoms to keep detonators dry. This improvised design proved lethal. 14 Marine commandos sank 7 Japanese ships in a single night. At Cape Ecnimus in 256 BC, Romans faced Carthage's superior naval force. Rather than competing on Carthaginian terms, they invented the corvus, a 36-foot hinged bridge with a spike that locked onto enemy ships, transforming naval battles into land combat where Romans excelled. This strategy helped Romans lose just 24 ships while Carthage lost 95. These examples demonstrate that constraints aren't creativity's enemy, they're its catalyst. When resources are limited and odds seem insurmountable, innovative thinking flourishes. True creativity isn't about unlimited options, it's about discovering new possibilities within limitations. Despite spending $30 million to help elect Trump, gun manufacturer Remington filed for bankruptcy with $950 million in debt. The irony? Under Obama, fear of gun control drove Americans to stockpile firearms. Under gun-friendly Trump, this scarcity heuristic vanished. With no threat to ownership, demand plummeted. People often don't want something until they can't have it. In 1973, Stanford professor David Rosenhan and volunteers got admitted to psychiatric hospitals by claiming mild auditory hallucinations. Once inside, they behaved normally, yet staff never recognized their sanity. Normal behaviors were pathologized. Note-taking became pathological writing behavior, and queuing for lunch became oral acquisition symptoms. This demonstrates confirmation bias, seeing only what confirms our preconceptions, which undermines creativity. The path to creative thinking begins with recognizing our own blindness. We must question assumptions, challenge mental shortcuts, and resist conventional thinking. The most dangerous phrase might be, "That's how we've always done it." Creative blindness isn't permanent. It's a habit we can break through conscious effort. By embracing uncertainty, cultivating curiosity, and approaching problems with fresh eyes, we can develop the corkscrew thinking that turns obstacles into opportunities. In our complex, rapidly changing world, creative thinking has become essential for success. This unfair advantage is available to anyone willing to challenge established norms. History demonstrates creativity isn't about having more resources, it's about using what you have more intelligently. Examples like DC police using football tickets to catch criminals, Dixon Chibanda's grandmother therapists, and the McDonald brothers' menu simplification all share one trait: examining familiar problems through unfamiliar lenses. This advantage emerges when we abandon conventional problem solving. By combining unrelated ideas, questioning established practices, demonstrating rather than explaining, simplifying rather than complicating, and embracing constraints, we develop solutions others miss. Creativity isn't a mystical gift for the few, it's a practical skill developed through practice. By breaking free from conventional thinking patterns, anyone can harness the unfair advantage of thinking differently.